It's 8:43 here on a Wednesday morning from Cowboys training camp in Oxnard. And Gordo, I understand you caught up with a very famous Cowboy.
Yes, I did, Craig. And I don't know if P1s remember all the way back to yesterday when we discovered that Triquez Bridges believed in aliens. And I think that more and more young people are believing in aliens and in odd conspiracy theories. And so I went undercover onto the Dallas Cowboys. I posed as a player.
Okay.
And had to enter the roster.
Wow.
In order to get an interview with other Dallas Cowboy players. And I had to hide my identity. And I interviewed one Julius Wood, or Woods, I'm not sure which one he
Very famous Cowboy. Wood.
Yes. And I asked him some hard-hitting questions about aliens.
Hey, Julius, you got a second?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, I have to apologize. I have to remain anonymous during this interview because I need to talk to you without further ado about something that I spoke to one of your teammates about yesterday. Mm-hmm. He admitted that he believed in aliens.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I won't say who it was, but it was Triquez Bridges.
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah. He said that he not only believes in the aliens, but that they come from an unusual place.
Right.
Do you know where they come from?
No, sir.
That's exactly what he said. So you believe it too?
I believe it too, yeah. Aliens.
Why would they want to live in the ocean?
Because it's 80% of it is undiscovered. So, you know, who knows what is in there.
But in the ocean, you have things like octopus TT and hammerhead doo-doo.
Yeah. Those are just circumstances, but I feel like that don't bother them. You know, I feel like they just see it as a floating object. They might eat it.
But why would they want to live in an aquatic porta potty like that? That's just wrong on 57 different kinds of levels.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a lot of stuff that's wrong on top of the water, too. So, you know.
Dude, that is true. Yeah. That's a good point, actually. What do you feel is the nature of the aliens? Are they friendly or are they mean having?
I think they cool, but they don't want to be bothered. Like, they just want to be in their own world. So that's why we never come across them.
Well, I don't believe that aliens exist.
Right.
I know they exist.
You know they exist.
I do. I do. And this is very difficult to talk about, but they did things to me once that were not very right.
Right. That's crazy.
Right.
I mean, you lived through it, so.
Things that I wouldn't even let a drunk aunt do to me.
Yeah. They violated you.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Man, I mean, I'm going to pray for you, dog, so you can get over it mentally.
They took me into a room that was, like, decorated with ancient symbols and concert posters of Rick Springfield.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Well, and then they tried to make me have a rear-facing baby.
Oh, man, that's a lot going on.
Other things, do you believe in other conspiracy theories? Like, how's camp going so far?
Oh, it's going great, you know, starting off fast, physical, so let's keep it going.
Do you think there is Loch Ness Monster?
Loch Ness Monsters?
Or Monster?
Monster. Loch Ness?
Loch Ness Monster is kind of an underwater serpent with beautiful fangs and one giant leg.
No, I don't know about him.
And gossamer wings and scales made of medieval armor and the bones of enemies.
I haven't seen him yet.
Well, he only speaks Scottish, so no one can understand it.
Yeah, I might not understand what he's talking about.
Do you believe in that there are big feet in the Pacific Northwest?
Bigfoot? I don't know. No, I don't believe that one.
Also known as the Yeti.
Are they up?
No, I don't believe that.
Abominable Snowman.
I don't believe that.
Skunk Ape.
No.
Wood Booger.
No.
He goes by many names.
Yeah.
But you don't believe in him.
No.
No matter.
Nah, he weak.
What do you believe in? What's the craziest thing you believe in?
Nothing.
You believe in aliens, that's kind of crazy.
Cool. I don't think that's crazy, though. I think that's realistic.
You know?
True. True that.
Yeah,
but they've never done anything wrong to you.
No.
Like they have me.
Maybe you was trying to interfere with them, so they had to show an example.
The pleasure I felt was so wrong.
It violated me.
It was so wrong. How can my family ever forgive me for the enjoyment?
Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How's Coach Schottenheimer?
Great coach. Great coach, great human being.
Very hip guy.
That's my guy, yeah.
He's nice. He's good to work with.
Yeah, great coach. Great to play for, too.
Is he alien?
He human.
Human is all get out. All right, man, thank you.
God.
Man.
Well, you really were undercover.
Yeah.
Totally undercover.
Deep undercover.
Totally undercover. He didn't recognize me at all.
No.
At all.
I like when you were describing your alien interaction, and he goes, man, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening there. A lot going on there.
Everything going on right now.
Posters of Rick Springfield. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is, man. Wanted to go. Oh, he wanted to get off the field.
Yeah,
he's
been practicing for 2 hours and he has to put up with this. Oh, man, that was funny. All right, well, good luck to Julius Wood.
Yeah, God bless him.
A safety from East Carolina.